seats in the house. You could win it in minutes. Coming up here at the world's easiest contest right around 6:25. Jeff Dunham, funny man's got the puppets, everything. He's coming. We got fourth row tickets for you to win. Coming up, fourth row. And then guess what row we're giving away tomorrow?
Third row.
And Thursday.
Yeah, second row.
And you know what's going to be on Friday. So let's start with fourth row today. It could be you. That is coming up to your B-Morning Coffee Club. TJ Bowen, producer Hope, and you watched an exchange at a store the other day where sometimes the customer is not always right.
Yeah, and sometimes common sense isn't always so common. This woman was looking for an employee in the store, walked into the employees only door into the back storage room. That was her solution, to find an employee. And the retail worker is sitting there pleading with her, like, you cannot go into the employees only area of the store. It's for safety. There's forklifts running around. Like, it's not for people. And she's like, well, I needed somebody. She's like, there were people on the floor. You could have walked up to a cashier. Plenty of places to walk around the store.
So did you witness other employees on the floor?
Yeah.
Okay, well then there's no excuse. I mean,
no,
if it was empty, I could say, okay, little help. Hey, anybody back there? You know, maybe, but if there's other employees, why didn't she go to other employees?
Exactly. She's going through, and that was her solution. Employees only. Well, there's going to be an employee back there to help me.
That is, like, there's just folks who just have so much nerve, right? Like, it's just like a free-for-all.
Yeah.
Like, rules don't apply to me.
I need help.
I said, me.
Well, what's the emergency? Price check, please.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have this in another color?
Yeah.
Check in the back.
I did go into an employee section yesterday. Driving around. Ooh. Ding. Gas tank empty. I'm not going to make it to my favorite spot. I'm going to have to find... Oh, here comes one. I got lucky. Pulled over, convenient. I've never been to this gas station, though. As I'm walking in, I see no public restroom. Well, I was going to get gas, and I was going to take care of business. So I get in there, and I'm like, all right, so I'm filling up out there. And look, I'm going to get a bottle of water. I'm buying more. Is there a bathroom? She goes, no. Didn't you read the sign? No public restroom. And I go, oh. So I start doing the pee-pee dance. You know, happy husky guy pee-pee dance. This lady got nervous. She looks left and right. I'm the only one in the store doing this, you know, bathroom dance. She looks like no one's watching her. She goes, okay, go down that aisle to the left. There you go. It says employees only. One time for you, young man. Thank you.
I promise I don't just do this because it's fun for me. That's like... I remember being on our way home from a theme park, and I was pregnant with Liam, like real pregnant, where you have to stop every 15 seconds because like something's on your bladder. It's a baby. So I ran into and it was the same thing at this gas station. They're like, nope, no public restroom. I'm like, if you wouldn't mind, for real, I can't hold it, literally. Like, you can see I'm like 9 months pregnant.
Yeah.
And you still won't, like, it just... I know. It blows my mind.
Listen, get the bucket and a mop ready, because this mom ain't going to make it.
That's right.
TJ Bowen, producer Hope. The world's easiest contest coming up. We just tell you the answer. It's that simple. It's that easy. All I got to do is listen, listen, listen. Does anybody dream in color like I do?
I don't know. Why don't I remember vividly? I could dream in color, but I don't remember it in color. It's like a muted tone.
I didn't realize that people dreamed in black and white.
Oh, they do. They do. Huh. I dream movies. Like, I am in a movie. There is action. There's things happening. I live my dream sometimes. And that's what happened last night. In my dream, I'm shivering like I'm in a bad winter storm.
Oh.
Freezing. So much so that my wife backhands me with the pillow and, like, shut it already. Because I'm complaining how cold it is. I'm talking in my sleep. I do that. Got to be careful with that sometimes. This was all about being cold. Well, finally, when the alarm goes off, I know why I was dreaming in the cold. My Cheweenie Cheech. My little thick Cheweenie had jumped on the bed, and I was on my side. And when he went to cuddle and snuggle on my backside, he dropped on the covers, and they all came off me.
Right.
I didn't realize it. And instead of waking up, I'm shivering, dreaming of a snowstorm. And my wife's yelling at me to go back to bed because I'm complaining how cold it is. It was his fault, the tweenie.
Oh, man.
Cheech, take all the covers. I didn't realize it, though. I wish my body would have woke up so I could yank the covers back, but it didn't. I had weird dreams.
Yeah. I have a queen bed, and I buy king-size comforters.
Ah.
Because they're never big enough, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, not for two of us. And when I turn, I take blankets with me. So I'm like wrapped up like a taco, and Steve's over there like freezing.
His teeth are chattering too.
Yes.
One of my friends, her and her husband, they have two separate comforters for that reason. Uh-huh. So they overlay. It's the same like style of comforter, but then they each have their own so that they can't be stealing from each other.
Genius.
It's a good idea. Thank you, Hope. I might
take that. I just buy a super big one.
I was going to say, it's a great idea. King over the queen. So always. There's a more. But I have a king already. So then is there like, is the California king bigger?
That's longer. But it's not wider.
Ah, so that really wouldn't help. Okay, so your idea, two comforters.
Mm-hmm. Two comforters.
Let's make that part of the world's easiest contest. Jeff Dunham is a funny guy. He's got the Muppets and the puppets and all that kind of good stuff. And he'll keep you laughing. And we got the best seats in the house. Row four. Fourth row seats right now. If you're calling number 19, Hope's suggestion, so I don't dream of being in a cold winter storm, is to get what? Not one, but
two.
Comforts. It's that easy. See, we tell you the answer. 585-252-WBE. Say that back to us. Call number 19. You win. Best seats in the house. Jeff Dunham. Funny, funny man. Krista, here you go. Call number 19. The world's easiest contest. So I was dreaming. I was living a dream last night because my Cheweenie Cheech jumped on. The covers pulled off me. And instead of waking up, I'm sitting there shivering in the night, dreaming that I'm in a bad winter storm. So crazy. I wish I just sort of woke up so I got the covers back. Hope came up with a solution. What should I do so I don't have that problem again?
Get two comforters.
Yeah. Man, wait a second. It is genius, but maybe I need three. One for my wife, one for the dog, and one for me. The way they steal it from me at night. I just can't believe I didn't wake up that I was cold. I dreamt it. I lived the dream. Do you live dreams? Do you have action dreams?
Sometimes.
Okay. Any that you wake up scared, like looking around, like did it really happen?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I'm not alone.
Depends on what we eat before bed, right? Or drink.
Right.
Well, congratulations. You're going to be nice and close. This is a pair of fourth row tickets to see Mr. Jeff Dunham coming to Blue Cross Arena March 20th. Now, tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. But yeah, fourth row seats. He is very funny. You'll get to really see the puppets up close.
Awesome.
Who are you going to take with you?
My friends.
All right. That's what friends are for. Hang out together. Laugh together. Have a good time together like we do every morning. And tell everybody who you love waking up and winning with each and every morning.
W-B-E-E.
Have you ever won with us before?
No, I haven't.
First time winner! Best seats in the house. And we've got third row tomorrow morning, 6:25. Tell all your family, friends, and coworkers.
Woo-hoo!